Jeremy Johnson got 11 years in prison.
I never even thought it would even be close to that, but we've got to go with what's given to us. I thought it'd be a couple at the most.
Couple of years?
Yeah.
Juror number one, Jason Harper, says his peers could only convict Johnson and a partner for lying on bank and credit card statements. U.S. Attorney for Utah John Huber says they defrauded companies out of $1.7 million.
Our white-collar criminals in the making. We hope they get the message that you don't trade in your integrity for money.
Former AG John Swallow, but no longer his predecessor, Mark Shurtleff, is accused of trading political favors with Johnson. Peter Seymour, KSL News Radio.